Now that the $10.6 million interchange project is about to commence, the school district, Summit County, and Basin Recreation plan to work together to restore the wetlands and build a safer pathway for students to walk and bike to school. The Jeremy Ranch Elementary School Wetlands Restoration Project was tabled about 2 years ago because the school district did not have funding available. Last week, Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber updated the school board on the history of the project.
Built the culvert large enough for the stream to go through and for this trail to go through. What happened is it accelerated the speed of the creek, and so it has started to undercut the trail. We have a failed trail structure. Longer term, though, is this wetlands isn't wet anymore, because for a number of years, the stream has been just cutting straight through, and it's not slowed down in order to create a wetland. So with the opportunity of the Jeremy Ranch interchange going in and having to work on the creek flow in that part of the property, they're also looking to here to see if they can restore the wetlands. And all for the school, it gives an opportunity for outdoor science.
Summit County Public Works Director Derek Radke says their wetlands mitigation plan for the I-80 interchange project, originally submitted, was not approved by the Army Corps of Engineers, so they reached out to the school district to explore other options. He anticipates they will get approval on this project within the month.
I think that eventually the school, if they wanted to do some interactive wetland, stuff for the kids, they could build a boardwalk out towards the wetlands. Maybe even out into it so they could do some observation, but that'll be a future project. The path is going to be right along Bluebird Lane, so it's outside the wetland. Assuming the Corps of Engineers approves the mitigation plan, then county and rec district forces will probably build it this fall.
Hauber told the school board the land will be placed under a conservation easement and the trail and the wetlands will be maintained through the interlocal agreement between the school district and the county. The school district agreed to split the cost of materials to build the 800-foot path from Homestead Road to the elementary school.
That's in the interlocal agreement.
Okay.
So they bring money to it, $30,000 on top of the other monies that are available. So the county brings $30,000 to the project to get this all done. And then they maintain it, and basically right because of the trail that they're supporting, they're trying to save the trail that's starting to collapse. And so that's their commitments.
School board member Aaron Grady made a motion to approve the wetlands mitigation plan, the conservation easement, and the walk bike trail. Member Kara Hendrickson seconded the motion. It passed unanimously. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.